Dancing Away and bringing us up to 8 o'clock. That's Roxette Dancing Away on Wild Coast Radio. Monarch is going home. Maybe that's where you're going for the weekend. If home is along the coast, well, it looks like it's going to be a fairly decent weekend. A little bit of rain, but that's never harmed anybody. It's 8 o'clock. It's news time. In your top stories, Deputy President Masitelele emphasizes the importance of the safety of Parliament. Johannesburg needs a stronger mayor. South Africa will not have fuel shortages. And sports news with Mark Godfrey. Deputy President Paul Masitelele says the safety of Parliament and members of Parliament is very important. Masitelele answered questions in the National Assembly yesterday. Build One South Africa's leader Musi Maimane asked the Deputy President why government was not focusing on protecting civilians more and not politicians. Masitelele says the government wants to prevent another attack on Parliament. President Ramaphosa says the city of Johannesburg needs a strong mayor to improve service delivery. News 24 reports that the president is determined about what needs to be done in Johannesburg. His comments follow suggestions that the ANC wants to remove Dado Moreo from as the city's mayor. This is the second time since last year that Ramaphosa has suggested a need for a new mayor for Johannesburg. The World Health Organization says the number of people who are affected by oral health conditions remain very high. Today is World Oral Health Day. The day is dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of good oral hygiene and its impact on overall health and well-being. The WHO says 3.7 billion people worldwide have oral health conditions. The organization says oral health conditions remain among the most common non-communicable diseases in the world. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi will visit Mankweng Hospital today following a rare operation to separate co-joined twins. The visit aims to recognize the medical team and highlight innovations in public health care. Motsoaledi will tour the wards and meet staff involved in the procedure. The minister's spokesperson, Foster Mokgale, says he will be joined by Limpopo Premier Dr. Poppy Ramatuba and provincial health officials. The Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition, Parks Tau, has assured members of Parliament that South Africa will not have fuel shortages. Fears over fuel shortages follow the ongoing war in Iran. The war has impacted energy costs and deliveries around the world. Tau says South Africa has measures in place to prevent fuel shortages due to the war. He says the government is also working on measures to ease the price increase strain that is expected on fuel prices. And then moving to international news, Israel and Iran continued trading missile attacks last night. Several explosions were heard in Tehran. It's not yet clear how much damage was caused. Sirens warning civilians were heard overnight in northern Israel as Iran retaliated. Israel and America launched attacks against Iran last month. Iran has retaliated with attacks against Israel and neighboring nations. It claims that the attacks against its neighbors are on American assets. And now, over to Mark Godfrey with this morning's sports news. Morning, Mark.
Good Friday morning, Wayne. Yes, it's a Friday, and it's a United Rugby Championships. All the South African teams will have home games. Tonight at Loftus Versfeld at 1900. The In and Out Bulls, who are currently 8th on the lock, versus Cardiff. Cardiff are currently 5th. It's going to be a close game, hoping the Bulls can pull this one off. Then on Saturday at 14:45, Lions, Emirates Lions that is, who are currently 7th, entertain Edinburgh, who have lost more games than they've won this season. So for me, it's the Lions to kill. Then at 1700, we head to Hollywood Betts Kings Park. The Sharks haven't done much down there. They've been rather disappointing. They take on Munster. Munster are always good at this time of the season. Their game turns. So it's going to be a big game for Munster. And Munster will want to win this one more than the Sharks would. Then on Sunday at 1500, it's to Cape Town, DHL Stormers versus the Welsh Dragons. And looking like a strong DHL Stormers side, yeah. Injury to Evan Royce, he returns. And he was also called up to the Springbok alignment camp in Cape Town held this week. Congratulations, Erwin Roos. It's great to welcome him back. Huge potential player and with a big, big future. Then Motorsport Formula One. It starts on Sunday at 20:00. Don't miss that one. Sport Wild Coast Radio, Mike Godfrey.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good sporting weekend and looking forward to the wrap on Monday. Having a look at financials, gold selling at $4,721.66 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent crude $107.09, $1 R16.76, the British pound R22.48, and the euro R19.38. A Bitcoin is currently $70,591.32. And that's all for this bulletin.
Streaming worldwide, Wild Coast Radio.